What investors always like to see is a disruptive technology. Take an old school methodology, flip it on its head, and do something different. Well, today we're going to talk to three people who have brought disruption to the world of philanthropy. I mean, how staid and old-fashioned is that world? You have traditional foundations who have all of these rules, and they only give money to 501c3s. But 501c3s aren't the only people who have cool ideas. So we're going to really dig in today, because we're going to talk about the unfoundation. Not the foundation, but the unfoundation. And we're joined today by Melanie Silva, Brian Kelly, and Bijan Dahani. How are y'all?
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Well, I'm so excited to learn more about the unfoundation. Bijan, can you just sort of tell me how it works? I know you've got trustees, and these trustees contribute money on a regular basis. What's up with that?
We are a group of young philanthropists that award monthly grants to cool ideas here in Chattanooga. Basically, we've got around 20 trustees that each contribute $100 a month, and we've also got a website, theunfoundation.org. Basically, that website is available to anyone who has a cool idea. They simply submit the idea on the website. It takes 15 minutes or less. The only criteria is that it has to improve Chattanooga in some way. We meet with the trustees once a month. We pick the best idea, and we write them a check for around $2,000.
So 20 people contributing $100 each per month, and then that gives you up to $2,000 that you can award in a single grant every month.
That's exactly it.
So you're looking to make 12 grants per year.
Yeah, that's what we've been doing for the last 3.5 years.
Now, Melanie, tell me about the focus of the Unfoundation. Is there a focus? What sort of projects do you really like to see?
We typically see projects in three realms. One of those is certainly education. Teachers can never have enough money to do the cool projects that they want to do to educate our kids. We also see a lot of artist applications, whether it be filmmakers, painters, sculptors, anything. Art is something that's important to a lot of us and is frequently underfunded as well. And then we see a lot of nature applications, climbing routes, pump tracks, free half marathons, all kinds of things that do with health, wellness, and the outdoors.
So anyone with a good idea can come to you and apply for a grant?
Absolutely.
So when I was a little boy, my grandfather used to repair bikes and build bikes for kids in the neighborhood. He thought that every kid should have a bike. Now, it really went a lot deeper than that, because he was really mentoring all of these kids. And so boys would come around, and there was always a group, and he would, you know, give them life advice and would help them. But everybody got a bike. Imagine if he could have gotten $2,000 to, you know, buy bicycle parts. So is that the kind of thing that you're open to?
Absolutely. We've actually gotten a grant application from someone that just wanted to buy grocery store items to give to kids on their way to school so that they wouldn't be hungry when they got to school. People that are part of our community that say, well, someone should do that. Well, I could do it. I'll volunteer my time. I'll organize that. I just need, you know, to buy some things to make it happen. And that's where we step in.
And the only thing that you ask is that the recipients be willing to come back at a later date and make a report, sort of give you an update as to what they're doing. Is that correct?
Yeah. Before we grant out money, we'll usually, you know, ask them, okay, is the timeline you talked about in your application still on track? Are we still able to do this project? Sometimes, you know, in rare circumstances, someone else will have funded it, maybe through a church or, you know, some other organization in town. So we just check that, okay, we're still on track. And we're on track to do that in the timeline that you mentioned. Yeah, would you be willing to come back and talk to us about how you use the funds so that all of our trustees can hear how impactful their money was?
Monty, the example of your grandfather is a great analogy for what we're doing with this group. With your grandfather, you know, all the neighborhood kids thought it was about the bike, which is what they received, but really he was mentoring them and they didn't even know. And that was a big benefit to the neighborhood. I think we've got something similar going on with the Unfoundation in that people think it's about the grants, and that's a great part of it. But at the same time, we're cultivating our participants, our trustees, to be young philanthropists and to participate in their community and be active members of their community. And I think the young philanthropy element of this is just as valuable, if not more valuable, than the actual dollars that we give out.
And I can attest that's exactly the reason why I'm a part of this group. It was the draw of being a part of another group of people that had a heart for this community and were young and were motivated to do something and not just kind of analyze, overanalyze, and overthink, and then never actually see action. And this group is definitely not that. We see results. And, you know, Melanie mentioned something about non-winners. A lot of them come back and it's just not the right time, and we're able to fund a non-winner a couple months later. And so we really do try to keep a relationship with those grant proposals and not just say, sorry, we can't help you, but we really look back at them and try to find ways to assist as many people as we can.
Well, speaking of trustees, Brian, you're a trustee of the UN Foundation. What's the coolest part about being a trustee, and what sort of things have you been involved with?
Yeah, that's a great question. I love the immediate return by getting to see what we're funding and what impact we're having in a really short period of time. You know, sometimes when you give money to a larger foundation or a larger charity, you may never really know the impact that you're having. You certainly aren't going to see the personal ramifications of those decisions. And to see some of these folks come in that have requested these funds, and to see their joy of getting to do a project that's been on their heart, to see the people and the families and the children that have been affected by it that come back and say thank you, it's a very rewarding experience and really definitely a different spin on philanthropy.
Now, you don't typically hear, you know, grants talked about using the word I'm about to use, but what's really been the most badass, you know, grant you've made, and what has really blown you away?
Well, I guess there's been several that I've been really excited about. One of them was just partnering with a group that does an underprivileged camp, summer camp, for kids with physical disabilities up on Lookout Mountain. And we were able to provide harnesses for a zip line that was built by Peyton Manning's foundation, but we bought the harnesses, and we were able to make this the only handicap accessible zip line course within hundreds of miles. And we thought that was a really neat thing to be able to partner and make this endeavor that already someone had made great, we were able to make it just a little bit better with our endeavor. And so that was a really neat thing to partner and see how that kind of collaboration could make something pretty special.
In case you're just joining us, we're talking to three of the leaders of the UN Foundation. More with them after the break. I'm Monty Brule, and this is Start It Up.
We will respond to your questions, so follow us on Twitter at StartItUpGuru. Visit our website, startitup.guru, for more information.
Support comes from HR Business Solutions. For more than 10 years, Lynn Talbot and her team of QuickBooks Pro Advisors have helped new business owners set up all phases of their bookkeeping systems. Located in the Business Development Center, HR Business Solutions provides bookkeeping management and coaching on all bookkeeping platforms to owners and their staffs. Learn more at hrbizsolutions.net.
Now, Bijan, when I heard about the UN Foundation, the first thing I thought about was Co-Starters. I said, you know, if Co-Starters can replicate itself around the country, and if all you need are a group of committed people who will put in $100 a month, then there could probably be UN Foundations all over the world. Is that something you've thought about?
Definitely. This became immediately obvious to us within months. Well, honestly, right off the bat from starting, when we realized how little you need to get this started and how little you need to have an immediate impact in the community, I mean, it immediately hit our minds that, oh, we can help start these around the country. We can help build a toolkit to empower Birmingham or Montgomery or Atlanta or suburbs of Atlanta or even outer suburbs of Chattanooga to start their own group where they have 10 people, 10 or 20 people who are each contributing $100 a month and sort of operating their own group on their own. There's a number of different models, number of different ways you could operate that in conjunction with us or not. And that is definitely something we're interested in moving forward.
Does the issue of diversity ever come into play? I mean, you're making 12 grants a year. I don't know how many applications or requests you get, but how do you decide how to spread that across the broad Chattanooga community?
Wow, great question. All of our grant applications are read and reviewed by all trustees, as well as the advisors, of which there are six of us that run the organization. Most people know friends or coworkers or acquaintances that work in all areas, whether it's Glass Street or whether it's city government or whether it's a neighborhood board or whether it's UnifyEd or just people. Everyone has network of people. And so we read over these applications and everyone kind of pops out ideas as to, okay, well, we could fund this, but it might be better for them to talk to so-and-so because they can tack into this pool of funds that is exactly for that. Okay, great. Well, will you reach out to them and let them know? With the number of people that are involved, we can help more than just the people that we grant. We can even help applicants that may not even win just by putting them in touch with someone that can better help them.
We had a gentleman who had submitted an application for us to sponsor a study abroad program, and he was looking for funding for passports for the kids that needed to study abroad. And we were able to try to give him some advice on how to connect with some local government officials to facilitate that so that we didn't necessarily fund his endeavor, but we were still able to accomplish what he was looking to accomplish without us having to provide him grant money. So we were able to fund something that we were all very passionate about last month, the Chattanooga Film Festival, but we were able to help multiple grant proposals by just the resources that we have in that room. So we're always looking for creative ways to assist and help anyone who proposes a grant, whether or not it's monetary.
Monty, I will say that externally, I think we do a good job of making sure that as many people in Chattanooga as possible know that these funds are available. There's always room for improvement. You know, we're looking at an advertising and marketing campaign to make sure that it touches geographically all parts of Chattanooga. I think one area where there is room for improvement is internally. The demographic makeup just of the trustees and advisors alike, and that is something that we are talking about now and working on constantly.
When I think of the UN Foundation, I think of, you know, young people. I think of people in their 20s and 30s coming together, giving $100 a month. But what about an old fogey like me? I mean, is there room in the UN Foundation for somebody who's a little long in the tooth?
There's definitely room in the UN Foundation for anyone and everyone. We've had people of all sorts join the UN Foundation. I mean, we've existed now for almost 3.5 years. Most people stick around for 12 months. We've had a couple people stick around for 6 months. So a lot of people have rolled on and off this this board. So I can guarantee you that we've had people that are older than you and younger than you, all shapes and sizes, all makeups, racial backgrounds. So yeah, come one, come all.
Probably not anyone as handsome as you, Monty.
Melanie, you are a very astute observer of male handsomeness.
Needless to say, we'll have you.
Is the UN Foundation open only to participation by individuals? Can groups come together to be a part, or can a company decide that they want to provide funds? Are there any restrictions?
Yeah, we are certainly open to anyone who wants to join the UN Foundation. There has been a number of ways that people have participated. Companies or organizations have sponsored an individual to join. We've had a scholarship scenario for people to join. We've had, you know, couples join as singular sort of votes. We've had people pay for their kids to join. So, you know, it'd be hard to find a way that we would not be willing to work with you. The primary way that people get involved is as a trustee, but I will say that we are also open to individual gifts. If people like what we're doing, on our website at theunfoundation.org, you'll see at the bottom of the homepage, there's a donate button. Additionally, we've got a Causeway campaign running right now. That's at causeway.org. Causeway is a great platform that empowers local organizations to fundraise for themselves and to just a cool place to find cool projects going on. we have a Causeway campaign running right now, and that's open to individual donations. So if you're interested in what we're doing, if you're listening to this and you like it, I'd urge you to check out causeway.org and check out the Young Philanthropy Project.
Are you afraid that in some way, one day you'll become a victim of your own success, that this will be such a great project that you'll wake up one day and someone will have left you, $1 million. And then what does that do to your organization? You're no longer just giving out $1,000 grant every month.
That's the beauty of our organization, though, is that we're a bunch of folks that ebb and flow with what we've got. I mean, we've talked about, well, what if we got $100,000? So what will we do with that? What you brought up earlier about spreading the word to other cities, I mean, putting together a package as to what the UN Foundation could look like in your city, I mean, that could be a huge part of what ifs for a big sum of money. Our current fundraising campaign is exciting for us because, we don't ever have an operating budget. All $2,000 that we take in every month goes directly right out the door. So everything that we've done is word of mouth and telling your friends and social mediaing it up. So for us to actually have a budget to be able to recruit trustees and get different kinds of people on the board. Brian's awesome, but what about people that are nothing like Brian? And
they're awesome too.
They're awesome too. Yeah. But those people's who they know and what their thoughts are and what's important to them, those will all affect where our grants go.
Hey out there in Radio Land. After the break, more with Melanie, Brian, and Bijan. I'm Monty Brule, and this is Start It Up.
We will respond to your questions. So follow us on Twitter at StartItUpGuru. Visit our website, startitup.guru, for more information.
Support comes from Rapid RMS, developing custom point-of-sale systems for retailers, restaurants, and direct sales organizations. Rapid RMS provides iPad and cloud-based solutions, including robust inventory management and reporting. Learn more at rapidrms.com. Support comes from Click, Click, Boom, designing mobile marketing and customer loyalty programs for businesses, nonprofits, and universities. Learn more at clickclickboommobile.com.
So are you creating a movement? I mean, do you hope that every year that the word spreads and that there are people who want to be trustees and people who want to be grant recipients and that there really will be an UN Foundation movement?
I definitely feel as though there already is a movement with us, and it's just going to get bigger and better and grander in scale. I actually was a trustee with the UN Foundation. I was recruited by Bijan. If this guy ever tries to recruit you for something, you're pretty much done for. I mean, you're in.
He has my email address, and he has used it liberally.
I bet. Bijan recruited me to be a trustee. And I was a trustee for 2 years, and I honestly felt like I was saved. I was saved from getting my paycheck every 2 weeks, and the only thing I would donate to is NPR in the twice a year membership drive. I mean,
that's a good cause,
isn't it? Though, I feel like there's a lot of people that want to give money to charity. They want to make their community better. They want to be part of something that is good and pay it forward and righteous, but it may not be there in their wheelhouse to do that through their church or to do that through the United Way or whatever is out there for them in their world. And for me, the UN Foundation filled this gap where I was able to positively impact my community, and I feel like we are on the path of bringing this same opportunity to the masses of Chattanooga. And there's going to be a lot of people that want to be a part of doing something good, and because you get to see the results, it's just a win-win for everyone.
And some of us don't really belong to organizations necessarily that allow us that avenue to be able to support things that are bigger than we are. And also, too, I think the collaboration and the collective kind of coming together with the other trustees allows us to be so much more impactful to the community than we could be on our own. And so that joint mindset is something that's really, really enticing from my perspective. And also, too, it's kind of a pure motive. Nothing goes to administrative costs. Everything goes right into the community. We get to have a far greater impact collectively than we ever could do on our own.
Well, one of the most important things about, I think, bringing about civic change or initiating a movement is remembering to celebrate. So you're making a lot of friends, you're touching a lot of lives. I hope that you find a way at least once a year to bring all of those people together and celebrate your accomplishments and look toward the future, because the real value isn't in the money, it's in the relationships, I think, that are being formed here and the bonds that you're making. So I think that's really outstanding.
You know, that's a great point. And we don't really have a year-end kind of thing. Again, no budget. But our trustee meetings, once a month we meet. We get together, all of us, usually in a local coffee shop or restaurant or someone's house. Usually we will have spirits on hand and some snacks. A past grant recipient speaks. We go over applications. We laugh. We have fun. We joke with each other. After it's over, we all kind of hang out for a bit. And we just have fun together. You know, I wanted to make sure the listeners know that this unfoundation meeting is not sitting at a board table with packets and pencils and glasses of water that are sterile. Like, that's just not what we do. We like to have a good time.
Hence the un of the unfoundation.
Absolutely. I know it's really hard to pick, and, you know, parents should never have favorite children, but we all know that they do. So can you look back on the grants that you've been a part of, and is there one that you can say, this one was really special to me?
I am a huge fan of the arts. I'm on the board of Arts Build, on the board of the Chattanooga Film Festival, and seeing the Chattanooga Film Festival being supported by this organization and having its growth kind of being mirrored with the Unfoundation's growth and progress has been very rewarding to see, and I'd love to see that endeavor continue on, and we've all been a big supporter of that. Melanie was very present at their closing ceremonies. We do get to support regional filmmakers, but also this event that's happening in Chattanooga now annually that's going to continue to grow, and it's just awesome to kind of be a part of that at a ground, you know, grassroots level and see how that's going to grow.
The coolest project I think we've done, there are so many, like you said, but there's a couple girls that started a company called Flashlight Shows, and I think you guys have talked to them before. What they do, filling a gap in the Chattanooga music scene, smaller artists, artists that normally would travel from Nashville to Atlanta and just never stop here, creating an outlet for them to come and play music. It's usually not on a Friday or Saturday night, but it's on a different night of the week. But the key component of their whole business model is that a portion of all their proceeds go to charity. And so every show they put on, there's a philanthropic component.
One of the ones that I liked the most was a project by a local organization called Relevant Hope, where they had found this piece of outdoor wear that was simultaneously a coat but would transform into a sleeping bag. And so for the local homeless population, that's an incredible asset. You know, most of the time they're carrying around what their possessions on them, and so to be able to sort of combine those in one is pretty awesome, and just make sure that they have a sleeping bag somewhere warm to sleep. I thought that was really cool. But we're not all serious, and we're not all sort of public benefit projects. We've also done cool things like fund some climbing routes just south of Chattanooga for the local climbing population, which is awesome. We've got a great outdoors community, and to hook them up with some funds to bolt some routes is pretty cool. We've also funded a local inventor to invent a musical instrument out of a quilt that hangs, which is so weird, but really cool too.
Awesome. It sounds like the Unfoundation is open to everybody, come one, come all. If people want to be trustees, or if people want to apply for a grant, how can our listeners learn more about the Unfoundation?
Either of those can be accomplished on our website, theunfoundation.org. If you click on apply, you will get to our application. It's really easy. We just basically need to know how you plan to spend the funds and give us some type of budget breakdown and how it's going to impact Chattanooga. We meet once a month. We review applications. We announce the winner, and we console the non-winners. They're not losers. They're just non-winners. Trustees can also be a trustee on our website. Just click the button on our homepage, and it takes you to an even shorter application that just basically gives us your contact information and and outlines why you want to be a trustee.
And if I can add two quick things to that, I would encourage anyone who's a prospective trustee to come to a meeting. Come and experience it one time. See what it's like. Watch the philanthropy happen. It's really neat to see everybody kind of bantering back and forth on why this would be the right thing for us to fund that month and the passions that come forth and all the different viewpoints that come into play. It's really remarkable. So we always encourage people to come and try out one meeting before they need to make a decision on becoming a trustee. It'd be a great opportunity.
Melanie, Brian, Bijan, thank you so much for coming in today. The UN Foundation is fantastic, and you guys are really making a difference.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
On our very first episode, we talked to Chris Guillebeau, the author of The $100 Startup. But we've never actually had anyone on the show who did anything with just $100. Well, today, we learned that when 20 people come together each month and they each contribute just $100, you can fund grassroots community change. And that's how you're going to really make a difference in Chattanooga. You're going to change it one brick at a time, one person at a time. So if you've got $100, I want you to think about how you can use that for positive change. Thanks so much for listening today. I'm Monty Brule, and you've been listening to Start It Up. Our executive producer is Suzanne Burnham. Start It Up is a production of Be a Grizzly Media. And remember, if you're gonna be a bear, be a grizzly. Come on.